Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
All right, the great Brent Reed is about to join us. Reedy, we've got some great mail here. Welcome, of course, to Saturday NRL.
Thanks for being here, Maroon.
That's okay. Before we go any further,
yeah.
the kids' grand final, how'd it go today?
What? Well, I think they were attempting to get in.
This is a story of great trauma for me and my family. The boys had a 5-0 win, unbelievable, best performance of the year, but they played at 8:30. The other two teams that we were up against played at 10 o'clock. We needed one team to beat the other. My manager went to watch the game, hopefully to heckle the team that we needed to lose. And they've missed, the team that we needed to win missed four open goals, drew nil all. We've missed the grand final.
Oh no. Wow.
Unbelievable.
What team is it, mate?
It's Manly or Andy. You know what it comes back to? Remember I told you a couple of weeks ago I gave them a bake after a game?
Yeah.
All came back to that game. I told them, you get what you deserve. You know what? They got what they deserved.
How old are they, Reedy?
They're 11.
Yeah, great great leadership, mate.
Reedy.
Yeah.
Like Mary McGregor's going to be asked, like Stephen Kearney, are you going to be the coach there next year?
Well, it's a very good question, Em. It's a lot of pressure. I put a lot of pressure on myself. Maybe they've stopped listening. I've got to say, today, they were magnificent. They only had 10 men today. Unbelievable. So, you know, it was a good way to end the season.
Word around on the beaches, Reedy, is you've lost the dressing room. So, yeah. Just so you know.
If we had one, I'd believe you. But unfortunately, the boys get twisted out in the open.
Hey, Reedy, have you ever seen, that Foxtel commercial where that dad's real serious? Like, comes with a long run-up and is real pumped up? That's what you remind me of, mate. Take it down a level, mate. It's all about the kids, mate, not you.
We're a team. We win and lose together.
I think what you need to do, though, now, Reedy, before we move on, put on some sort of a sportsman's lunch for them. I'll come along. Just to help out. Anyway, mate, what's the latest on Jesse Ramian?
Look, obviously there was a talking about with the Bulldogs this week. It's my understanding he's spoken to the Tigers as well. So they've obviously expressed an interest in him. Now, it's difficult for them because they've got some cap problems. They've got some guys to sign, including Em's brother, Chris. So they've got some cap difficulties. I think they've asked Jesse if he'd be willing to sort of wait around for them, but I'm not sure he'll do that. Look, the other club's interesting, obviously, the Cowboys. And they've got plenty of cap space, but they've just got to wait and see what the price is. I think they're only interested in Jesse at the right price because they've got to save money, obviously, for Valentine Arms. The interesting one, there was a rumour going around he met with Parramatta yesterday. Now, I checked this out last night, and the Eels said that was incorrect. They haven't met with Jesse Ramian. So, as it looks right now, I don't think they're in the picture either. Now, it's dangerous talking about Jesse because, obviously, last week we spoke about him and Melbourne got their knickers in a knot and worked into a lather over it and said, we aren't interested in him. We've obviously put a line in Melbourne after that. But certainly the Dogs, they look as though they're in the box seat at the moment. They've got money to spend. They've met with Jesse. They've told him their case and why he should come to them. And the other clubs look as though they've got a bit of cap difficulty, in particular Tigers. So at the moment, I'd say the Dogs are heavy favourites to land Jesse Ramian. He'd be a great signing for them because they really need a strike centre.
Okay. Josh Jackson's future at the Bulldogs. Josh Jackson.
Jumped, didn't it?
I'll tell you what happened.
Just because he's not going to South, you don't care.
No. Can I tell you what happened there, Reedy? Yeah, the producer says in my ear, give Wendell and Em and Ryan the chance to say something.
I thought he said, don't say something. I thought you said,
that's
move
okay,
on.
Guys.
You know what? He's a problem.
You've got to control this.
Yeah, mate, Spoisy would have had this under control.
Maybe you should make eye contact.
He's back next week, mate.
Well, maybe he is. Kidding. Josh Jackson's future at the Bulldogs.
Look, there was a rumour during the rounds this week that Josh Jackson was going to go to market on November 1, and I checked this out with the Dogs, and they said, look, that's not the case. There was some suggestion that maybe Josh was sick of losing and wanted to explore his options. Well, I checked with his management and the Dogs, and they both said that's definitely not the case. Look, the Dogs want to get Josh Jackson extended before November 1 because they know that, you know, if Josh hits the market or is available to speak to clubs on November 1, there'll be plenty of clubs queuing up to sign him. So they want to sit down with Josh Jackson in the next 10, 11 weeks and get him nutted away. And there's obviously a heap of blokes in that sort of space at the moment. I mean, we've got, I think, November 1, what have we got, 3 months till that comes up. And, you know, I mentioned Dave Fifita on the Thursday night show. The Brisbane back row is a guy that there's a million clubs eyeing off Dave Fifita and ready to unload big cash to sign him. And I know the Broncos want to get him put away as well. So Josh Jackson's one of those guys. That was wrong. As I said, it was doing the rounds this week. There was a few journos chasing it, but the Dogs want to keep Josh Jackson. They want to get him signed and sealed and kept there for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's crazy, because Josh Jackson, if anyone deserves a new contract, it's certainly him, because he certainly fought through the tough times, wears his heart in his sleeve, just turns up every week and does his job.
Hey, Rudy.
I think where it came from was that, you know, obviously he's had some lean seasons there, and there was a sense that maybe this would be like Josh's last big deal, and maybe he wanted to get out and go to a club where he could win a comp. But his management is saying that's not the case, and the club's saying that's not the case. So I think they'll get something done if both parties want to get it done.
So, Reedy, are you? I just want to clarify. You're saying that the other journos don't know what they're doing, and you're on the ball, and you have the correct story when others don't.
No, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. No, I'm saying some other journos were chasing around this week because they'd heard the same rumor. That's all.
You two communicate.
You two
communicate a lot better when you both had six schooners, but, which is more often than not. Yeah. Hey, I just on that, you're talking a lot about the Bulldogs, Rudy. What does that mean now for the Trebojevics? Are the Bulldogs still interested in possibly getting the duo over?
Well, I think they are, Gers, but I think they're realistic. And I think everyone's realistic about the Trebojevic boys. I don't think anyone expects them to leave Manly. And, you know, obviously, those two and Latrell Mitchell, there's been a lot of talk about those guys this season. Latrell's gone pretty quiet, actually. It's an interesting one. That one's was really simmering there for a while, but it's gone really quiet at the moment, the Latrell situation. But the Trebojevic boys, you know, obviously Manly have said they want to keep him. They've both said they want to stay, and they'll get a deal done. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that. So I think that's why clubs like the Dogs are sort of looking elsewhere, because I think they're realistic. I think they know that they're not going to get those two blokes. They're not going to leave Manly.
No.
And that leads us into, obviously, DCE last night. We saw him with that right ankle. How did that pull up?
Yeah, the word is he's pulled up all right today. So that's good news for Manly. It was obviously a pretty disappointing performance. And there are a few fears for DCE when he hurt that ankle. And he's obviously had some ankle problems. But the word out of Manly today is he's good to go. He'll be fine. And we'll back up for him next week. So a bit of good news there for the Sea Eagles after a pretty disappointing night.
Reedy, do you know if there's been much interest in Josh Reynolds?
I think there's been some expressions of interest, but the issue is dollars, isn't it? Because, you know, if the Tigers need a club that could put some decent money in, otherwise it's a waste of time letting Josh Reynolds go. So, look, I don't think there's been anything formalised or anything that's of any great size that would make the Tigers think realistically about letting him go, because I just don't think it's worth their while at the moment. But there's some clubs that are definitely looking at the situation and may explore that down the track. I think that's an off-season thing. I don't think anything will happen with Josh Reynolds while the season's going on. I think that's an issue where I reckon we're going to see some movement in the off-season, and maybe he's one of those guys that when all the dominoes fall, maybe he finds himself a new home as well. But nothing's happening at the moment on that front as far as I know.
All right, mate. And sorry to hear about your little team losing today. And
thanks, man. I'm going to sound very sincere from you, mate. I appreciate it.
No, I mean it sincerely, mate. And I hope that you can you can bounce back next year, because I know that you did your best, mate. I know they did their best as well. Thank you, Reedy.
They did some weeks, Maureen, not every week.
Oh, mate, you're terrible.
Well, good on you, mate. Go away and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks, guys.